you're sending. You're just pretending. Feels like I'll make it on my own. What part of your handsome did you feel? I've laughed at the things that I have to tell you on my own. Come ride with me back to the star. Now tell me who you wanna be, and just see who you are. Lying, ceiling, white sheets, feelings, that's just the way you really are. Cloudy, dream skies, I see through the sea green of these eyes.
Who are you? The life you're living is what you have put yourself into. You are deliberately forgetting who you really are, what you really are. Go back in and find out who you are, where the question comes from, why you ask. What you are basically. Deep down, far, far in, is simply the fabric and structure of existence itself. Now let's have a surprise. Let's have a dream which isn't under control. Well, something is going to happen to me that I don't know what it's going to be. And you would dig that and come out of that and say, wow, that was a close shave, wasn't it? Then you would get more and more adventurous, and you would make further and further out gambles as to what you would dream. And finally, you would dream where you are now. You would dream the dream of living the life that you are actually living today. That would be within the infinite multiplicity of choices you would have, of playing that you weren't God.
tipping, topsy-turvy, turning upside down. Hold me tight and whisper what you wish for. There is no one here around. You may sing song me sweet smiles regardless of the city's careless frown. Come watch the no colors fade blazing into petal sprays and violets of dawn. In blindful wonderment's enchantments, you can lift my wings softly to fly. Your eyes are like swift fingers reaching out into the pockets of my night. Whirling, twirling puppy warm before the flashing cloaks of darkness gone. Come see the note colors fade blazing into petal sprays of violets of dawn. Some prince charming I'll be on two white steeds to bring you dappled diamond crowns. And climb your tower, sleeping beautiful, you ever know I've left the ground. You can wear a Cinderella, Snow White, Alice, Wonderland gown. Watch the no colors fade blazing into petal sprays of violets of dawn. But if I seem to wander off in dreamlike looks, please let me settle slowly. It's only me just staring out at you, a seeming stranger speaking holy. No, I don't mean to wake you up, it's only loneliness just coming on. So let the no colors fade blazing into petal sprays of violets of dawn. Like shadows bursting into mist behind the echoes of this nonsense song. It's just a chasing, whispering trail of secret steps. We'll see them laughing on. There's magic in the sleepiness of waking to a childish sound and yawn. Come watch the no colors fade blazing into petal sprays of violets of dawn.
I'm going to do something really weird today. You're not going to believe it. I'm going to play Bob Dylan. Yes! I'm going to play Bob Dylan. But not right now. And despite the fact that I'm telling you that I'm going to play Bob Dylan, there's always the chance that I might forget. Or I might get into the show and be like, it doesn't really feel Bob Dylan right now, and just skip it. So this is all just a great sort of cloud of nonsense. But right now, at this moment, I am thinking that I will play Bob Dylan on the show because there's this new box set coming out and it's called like A New Self-Portrait or something like that. And what they did was they went into that Bob Dylan era, like late 60s, early 70s, Self-Portrait, Nashville Skyline. A lot of people are like, I love that era of Bob Dylan. And me particularly, like, I've talked about it quite a bit. I'm Karen, by the way, and this is the Schomer Show. And yes, I'm really here today. I've been gone for a couple of weeks. Okay, back into my little Bob Dylan rap. Not a fan, okay? I love just being able to say, not a fan. Bob Dylan, not a fan. However, there are little moments in Bob Dylan's oeuvre that I do kind of like. And even when I'm being not a fan of Bob Dylan, I am curious about him and what he did. So I found a track and we're going to play. It's like some folk track that he recorded 18 times for Self-Portrait, but it didn't make it on the album. I don't know. I'll get you the real information later when I play it. If I play it. What got me thinking about all this? This guy, Eric Anderson, who I just played, Violets of the Dawn, sounding a whole lot like Bob Dylan. Okay, before that we heard Agrupación Folclórica with Parado de Valdemosa, or something like that, and Duke Ellington, Sea Jam Blues. We heard Harry James, the Harry James Orchestra, You Made Me Love You. We heard Nikki Sudden off the album Texas. Nikki Sudden, these days, best remembered for the Swell Maps. It's one of those things where, you know, everybody still is the most excited about the first, like, 3 years of somebody's career, even though they had, like, a 30-year career. And everybody's like, oh, I love the Swell Maps. And, you know, yeah, I do. I love the Swell Maps, but Nikki did a lot of other stuff in his life. And that was off this album, Texas. It's called Glass Eye. And we began the set with a song called Who You Are, Natural Animal. This is the Shomer Show on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you happen to be streaming me live today, if you are, it's not because I asked you to. Because I totally forgot to go, like, beg for people to tune into my show today on Facebook. Not like anybody cares. I don't know. I'm so, like, tired of Facebook. Okay, so what are we going to do now? Well, besides enjoying being together again, us, me here on the radio, you out there listening, I hope you're enjoying. Maybe I'm making too much of a leap of assumption there, but I am enjoying being here with you. What else are we going to do today? I have some new music from old people. Yes, besides Bob Dylan, he's old. I'm sorry. That's the word. I have new music today from John Cale. You know, probably, perhaps, maybe, that I love John Cale. I heard that they replayed the John Cale show while I was away. And where was I, you might ask? Do you want me to tell you why I wasn't here for the past 2 weeks? I took 2 weeks off, so I haven't really been here for 3 weeks. Okay, the first week, I had a deadline. I had a freelance deadline, and my life is so chaotic that if I add freelance writing into it, like, something's gotta go. And it's not sleeping or eating. So if I have a freelance deadline, something in my life has to be sort of pushed aside, and sleeping, eating, and Loretta, none of them can really go. So couldn't come in that day. And what I'm really excited about, you can tell, right? I haven't been here in a while because I got so much to say. Okay. So the freelance deadline was about this new box set that came out yesterday, and it's called Elvis at Stax. It's a 3-CD set of masters and outtakes recorded by Elvis at Stax Studios in 1973. This box set, I got so into it that not this week, but next week, August. Okay, today's the 7th. So next Wednesday is going to be the 15th. I think, is it? Am I doing my math right? 15th? Today's the 7th. Okay, whatever. Next Wednesday, we're going to play a lot of Elvis here on the Shomer Show because it's going to be like Death Day soon. I think Death Day is August 16th. Today's the 7th. 14th! Next Wednesday's the 14th. Death Day, the 16th. Anyway, next week we're going to play a lot of this Elvis stuff. And I'm going to talk about all the reading I did because I read like the last 300 pages of volume 2 of the Peter Guralnick great biography of Elvis, Careless Love, and I found out so much more about Elvis than I kind of wish I knew. But anyway, we're going to play a lot of Elvis next week. So that was what I was doing 2 weeks ago. Last week, I was in the woods. Okay. I was living in the woods. I was on a writing retreat. It was just me and my pencil and paper and the woods in a little cabin. Just us. Just me and my writing for like 5 days. And that's why I couldn't be here last week. And yes, I had an amazing time. Thank you for wondering. Okay, back to the music. Old people, we're not going to play Bob Dylan. We're not going to play John Cale, but we are going to play Linda Thompson. Okay, from the Richard and Linda Thompson, beloved duo, Linda Thompson, Fairport Convention. Was she? I can't remember. I hate that. Okay, some new music from Linda Thompson. She has an album coming out called Won't Be Long Now on October 15th on Pettifer Sounds. But they've released a song on the web, and we're going to hear it right now because we love her, Linda Thompson. This is called Never the Bride. It's WGXC.
At 16, I fell for Billy. He was a tall and tawny youth, a friend to every pretty girl, but a stranger to the truth. He swore he loved me dearly. I swore I'd not upset him, but he said he couldn't marry me. His wife would never let him. His words were true. He worked the docks at Liverpool, loading steamers bound for Spain. But his heart was young and restless, and he soon sailed away. I wore John Dawson's ring. He sailed for Valparaiso, and I waited till the spring. I turned away all others, and I slept alone each night. When I cried, 'twas not for Johnny, 'twas for my
with all. I'll read three short poems. Ghosts. It's Mr. Brown looking much better than he did in the morgue. He's brought me a huge carp in a blood-stained newspaper. What an odd visit. I haven't thought of him in years. Linda is with him, and so is Sue. Two pale and elegant fading memories holding each other by the hand. Even their lipstick is fresh, despite all the scientific proofs to the contrary. Is Linda going to cook the fish? She turns and gazes in the direction of the kitchen while Sue continues to watch me mournfully. I don't believe any of it, and still I'm scared stiff. I know of no way to respond, so I do nothing. The windows are open. The air is thick with the scent of magnolias. Drops of evening rain are dripping from the dark and heavy leaves. I take a deep breath. I close my eyes. Dear specters, I don't even believe you are here. So how is it you are making me comprehend things I would rather not know just yet? It's the way you stare past me at what must already be my own ghost before taking your leave as unexpectedly as you came in without one of us breaking the silence. Thank you. A New Hampshire poem, Country Fair. If you didn't see the six-legged dog, it doesn't matter. We did, and he mostly lay in the corner. As for the extra legs, one got used to them quickly and thought of other things, like, what a cold, dark night to be out at the fair. Then the keeper threw a stick, and the dog went after it on four legs, the other two flapping behind, which made one girl shriek with laughter. She was drunk, and so was the man who kept kissing her neck. The dog got the stick and looked back at us, and that was the whole show. Sunday papers. The butchery of the innocent never stops. That's about all we can ever be sure of, love. Even more sure than of this roast you are bringing out of the oven. It's Sunday. The congregation files slowly out of the church across the street. A good many carry Bibles in their hands. It's the vague desire for truth and the mighty fear of it that makes them turn up despite the glorious spring weather. In the hallway, the old mutt just now had the honesty to growl at his own image in the mirror before lumbering off to the kitchen where the lamb roast sat in your outstretched hands, smelling of garlic and rosemary.
Where the wild birds do all their notes to increase. Farewell, pretty Sarah, I bid ye adieu. But I dream of pretty Sarah wherever I go. My love, she won't have me, so I understand. She wants a freeholder who owns a house and land. I cannot maintain her with silver and gold and all of the fine things that a big house can hold. If I was a poet and could write a fine hand, I'd write my love a letter that she'd understand, and ride it by the river where the waters overflow. But I dream of pretty Sarah wherever I go.
Deep in your heart,
deep in your heart,
and don't give a 7FM, Acre. The tumbleweed of the airwaves.
Never thought morning.
if you're a certain type of person of a certain age, you may be deeply attached to that song and to that singer. That was the band Opal with Kendra Smith singing Fell from the Sun. It was an EP that came out, and it was back in the days when vinyl wasn't this specialty thing. Vinyl was how you listened to music, unless you were into like cassettes or 8-tracks, and that was this whole other thing. But so you got this big, beautiful platter, and this particular one was gray with this sort of medallion design in the middle, and it was called Fell from the Sun. And I think the chronology, don't take this to the bank, okay? But I think the chronology is that Kendra Smith was the original bass player for this California band called the Dream Syndicate, and she was the bass player for the album Days of Wine and Roses. And remember how I was talking about an hour ago about how, you know, you could make music for like 30 years and people still think the first couple of things you did are the best things you ever did? So the Dream Syndicate's a perfect example of this. Everybody loves that first album, Days of Wine and Roses, and then people are like, oh yeah, and Steve Wynn has been having a career for like 30 more years and has done some other stuff. Anyway, so Kendra Smith was the bass player, and then she split, okay, and left the Dream Syndicate and then hooked up with David Roback from the Rain Parade, okay, and did this Opal thing, and they released this EP, and I don't know if you're hearing it for the first time today on my show. Maybe you responded, but like people of that age and that time heard that EP and went like insane. We all loved it so much. And then Opal made an album and released it on SST, and it wasn't very good. It didn't have that crazy, perfect, spooky feeling. I saw Opal around that time, like maybe 88 or something, and Kendra was on stage and she was wearing black, and I just remember that she had a smudge of ashes on her forehead. And, you know, they weren't that great, and yet you were still absolutely enthralled, waiting for them to be as good as you kind of wanted them to be. And then Kendra just disappeared and went off to live in the woods, just took off from music altogether. And, you know, this is going back like a couple of decades. And she emerges every once in a while, and she has made more music since then. But people keep holding on to this thing, this mystical Kendra thing. We just never quite got enough of it. So that's what we just heard. Fell from the Sun, Opal. We heard George Jones and Melba Montgomery, Flame in My Heart. Paul Peterson, he was like some TV star in the early 60s, and they gave him a record deal. You know, couldn't really sing, wasn't really particularly musical, but they gave him a record deal. We heard Keep Your Love Locked Deep in Your Heart from Paul Peterson. Little Brother Brown gave us Brothers Blues. And yes, I did. I played Bob Dylan. That was called Pretty Sorrow. And I believe I closed the window on my computer, but I think it's called Another Self-Portrait, and it's all these outtakes. And I bet you're excited because maybe you're a fan. It's cool. I'm totally cool with that if you're excited. So Bob Dylan, Another Self-Portrait. That was Pretty Sorrow. We heard, I know it was a long set, we heard three poems by Charles Simic: Ghosts, Country Fair, and one whose title I forgot to write down. And we also heard before that a guy named Fergus Kelly, a sound artist. We heard Part Four. Those are environmental sounds from around the city of Dublin that he recorded, made field recordings, and then manipulated them and came out with sound art. We heard Part Four, and the set began with Linda Thompson, Never